This conference is being recorded.
Recording on the left.
Just heard the blowing of the shofar, and we are in a jubilee, and the shofars are blowing. So on that note, I want to say this. And you know it is that good vibe. I am Khalif Safnat Pahaniel, and you are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. Listen up. Thank you, those of you in BBS radio audience and those of you in the Royal Room, to Don and to all of our family out there in the BBS radio land. And to you, my brothers and sisters and children, friends and associates and all of that good stuff. I am excited tonight. I had a good week, hoping that your week has been wonderful as well. I want to jump right in tonight. I don't want to lose much time, Elijah, in dealing with our subject tonight, because just so much going on. So much is happening. Much of what is happening, people have taken different positions as it relates to how they are processing what is going on. And, of course, we cannot deal with each position, but tonight I want to jump into the discussion. My pastor has been drilling me all this week, as he's done so over the last 4 or 5 years as my teacher, teaching me the very important esoteric truths of this word. And hopefully he'll get on the line tonight with us. I don't know, but his mind and his spirit is so magnanimous and so big, and he reads things. And so we're going to talk a little bit tonight about Cosmic Law 101, if we put a subject to this lesson tonight. But let me introduce this lesson tonight by saying that many of you may have seen or may not have seen in the news or on Facebook about the prediction of the earthquake that was supposed to have happened from Europe, all the way across the United States, and in particular in California at 4 p.m. today. Well, of course, it did not happen. You heard about that, and I posted some of that to my Facebook page and with some comments about our responsibility and why we are here. Then there is the storm, unprecedented, record-breaking storms that hit Oklahoma all the way through Texas. And if you can see this thing on the satellite, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Some people suspect that is geoengineering, meaning man-made weather control, and based upon certain political and economic agendas that certain entities have. And then there is the issue with Bill Gates, who's issued a warning that we probably will not see nuclear war wiping out a nation or a planet. One's, hold on a second, someone's got some background noise there. I've located it. Bill Gates has a...
Is there a speaker? Someone has their speaker open. This mic's open.
Okay, I have it. Thank you. So I'm going to just kind of go to Q&A here so that it should take out that noise, shouldn't it?
Q&A session started.
You didn't remember to turn the recording on, sir, right?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. So Bill Gates has issued a warning that there is some potential danger, not from nuclear war or not from some cyber attack, meaning asteroid or meteor hitting our planet, but that would be a pandemic outbreak that could potentially wipe out 33 million, 50 million people, a nation of people, basically. And so with all of these things that are going on, all of these things that are happening, people are processing this information differently. I woke up this morning, and the skies were just covered with a tic-tac-toe pattern with planes in the ionosphere, releasing what some call chemtrails. Others call them chemtrails. Some people say that they're dangerous elements that are being sprinkled, particles of heavy metals and bacteria and viruses are being placed inside of our ionosphere, atmosphere, and hemisphere. And so with all of this happening, that much of it is above the pay grade of most people, and many people are not even aware or choose not to even consider what is going on or what is happening. And with these predictions, even with the earthquake that happened in Nepal, some even believe that these are man-made events that are being spurred by powers that be. And if so, if this is the case, if they are man-made, we must look deeply into what is their goal and what is their agenda. What are they trying to do and what are they ultimately trying to accomplish by contaminating the planet and contaminating our environment. And so basically, we're going to deal with this tonight, and we're going to give you what our opinion is and what our perspective is on these situations and what we believe is the answer, what we know. What I know is the answer, and what I feel in my heart of hearts and soul of soul and spirit of spirit is the answer for us. So we're going to dive right in tonight into cosmic law, because our environment and the cosmos and the elements are being contaminated. We know something is happening. And so I want to dig right in tonight, because the earthquake didn't happen. The earthquake didn't happen in California as it was supposed to happen. That doesn't mean that it won't happen, but it didn't happen. Jade Helm is scheduled for July 15. Many people are not even aware that the military is doing an exercise. And the name of that exercise is called Jade Helm. Jade Helm, like jade, which you would wear on a ring or around your neck, a stone jade helm. And it has very significant meaning. I'm going to pause here right for a moment and allow Aladia, one of our co-hosts on this show, to tell you a little bit about Jade Helm and what that means. And because I want to get all of the bad news out of the way. And I don't want you to hang up. I want you to cut off. Don't you touch that dial. Stay right where you are, because there's some good news following all of these bad news pieces that we've just dropped on you. There's some good news coming up. Tell us about Jade Helm, Aladia.
I'm sorry?
I said, tell us about Jade Helm 15.
Oh. Well, Jade Helm 15, I understand, in the last couple of days, it was brought to my attention that they're actually moving it up. It was supposed to be an exercise with our military from July 15th to September 15th, but they're moving it up to June 15th. I wish that everyone would put their fears to rest. This is totally about the good guys. Jade Helm is not about they're going to come and arrest us, put us in camps, or do anything of that nature. This is about making, this is way bigger in scope, and it's all good things. There's nobody coming to take our guns like what's been put out there by UN types and all that. It's not that at all.
Okay, regardless of what that is with Jade Helm, I want to talk to you about who you are tonight and what my pastor and I, he's been drilling and teaching me. I'm going to take his microphone. I see the bishop from Louisiana there on the phone. I'm going to take his mic. I'm going to open his mic, and I'm going to open Dr. Prince's mic. I think I see Dr. Prince. And their mics are open. The bishop from Shreveport, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Doc. I'm glad to be with you tonight.
Bishop from Shreveport, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good, Bishop.
Okay, we're going to jump into this Cosmic Law 101 very quickly. My pastor has been teaching me this lesson all day today and through the week. So I'm going to jump right into the lesson tonight, Cosmic Law 101. And I want you to listen to this. And we're going to have a healthy presentation here for about 30 minutes on top of all of the bad news we talked about. Now listen, I'm in the book of Genesis, and I'm in the first chapter. I never throw this Bible away. This Bible is the best book on the planet for me. Now, there are other books, but this one is the best book for me, and I never discard it. So here's a passage. Here's something taken from this book in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And it says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day. Now listen to this. From the night. Now that's very important. Now understand that. Day and night. Because that's a very important cycle. That's a very important cosmic law. And we're going to deal with that. We're going to open that up tonight just a little bit. And we're going to try to keep it very, very simple. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Now listen to those distinctions. Those particular categories that fall into a certain profile. Then the next verse says, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Now listen, there's something in that light. Remember that day, night, light upon the earth. Something's in that light. It was so. And God made two great lights. Listen to this. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw and God saw that it was good. Now, what we want to talk about here is Cosmic Law 101, day and night cycle. The light, the greater light, the sun, and then the lesser light, the moon, the day and the night. Very important cycles. Cosmic Law 101. everyone on the planet has access to this light. Now, inside of this light, whoever is on this planet, it's not even worthy of mention to think that we could live on this planet and not be affected and not be impacted by the light of the sun. I mean, it's even ludicrous to even think that life itself, in this light, is life. In this light is life. And it is the light source to our planet. Now, what you've got to understand is that not only is it life to our planet, but it is also intelligent light. I'm getting an echo. I don't know why. Can you hear that echo? Is that echo?
Yes. Somebody has their mic up, and then you just have to look to see where you're seeing all the light up. You have to mute them out while you're talking.
Okay, can you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to be very clear, try to be very simple without losing my rhythm here. But I wanted to say that this light that we call the sun affects our planet. And this light, the point I'm driving home, is intelligent light, has information in it. And it impacts the earth, and the earth receives this light and receives this information. And receives this intelligence and receives this knowledge. And as it receives this knowledge, it interprets this knowledge and it transmits this knowledge in an intelligent way. It distributes the information to the earth. And I'm being very fundamental here. This is very elementary and very crude in terms of its simplicity. That the information that comes in tells an apple tree to grow apples. That the information that comes in tells an orange tree to grow oranges. It gives the information to the earth. The earth interprets that, and it places the proper nutrients and vitamins or whatever we need from the sun through a process called photosynthesis that distributes this information to our earth to produce life from this light. So this light has intelligence in it. It is intelligent light. Information is in it. And guess what? Just as this light impacts the earth, there's also intelligence or information in this light for you, because you yourself, without this light, cannot exist. You cannot have life. And let me labor and strain the point of the going back to agriculture and going back to horticulture and telling you that you need the nutrients that come from this light. That's why you have to have certain diets in your diet to get the nutrients from the vegetables and the fruits and the trees that are here, cosmic law. Now, they're going to seek to persecute me for the truth and knowledge that I'm going to share to you tonight, because I'm going to pull out all the stops. No holds barred. I'm going to give you the rugged, raw truth tonight, Dr. Abbott, because this is what this is all about. Believe it or not, I'm going to try to tie this into why we are getting all of these bad news articles, pieces about Jade Helm, where we discovered that it wasn't bad news. But we're gonna talk about why the predictions, why the earthquake, why the geoengineering, why this, if that is true. I don't know if that's true or not. And what is the solution? What hope do we have? What is the answer to this? Well, the answer, my brothers and sisters, is in understanding this cosmic law and this day and nighttime cycle. Now, I've got a lot of information to try to help you to understand with this light, this life. The Bible says that God is light, 1 John 1 and 5. The Bible says that God is life, L-I-F-E. The Bible says that God is love, those three words that began with L are synonymous. They are synonymous. Light, life, and love are synonymous. Now, if you're not plugged into this light, guess what? I'm going to let my pastor take over. He says it better than me. He taught me this. So I'm going to let him talk about this. Go ahead and talk about it for a moment, Pastor, while I catch my breath. Talk about it to the people who are with you.
Am I coming out clear? Do you hear me clear?
Loud and clear.
I am thankful that this particular lesson is being taught, because that was a group in the early centuries didn't want us to know this. Now, if you want to blame anybody for what I'm getting ready to say, you blame me, because I was awakened and I am a spirit. And when I was made in his image, I think it would be most sad to think that he didn't make me on the inside as well as on the outside. And when he put everything on the planet Earth in its places, if you don't believe it, get in a helicopter and take a ride and see how beautiful this planet is. You see the trees, flowers. You see the beautiful landscape, brilliancy of mankind put together, architectural buildings, structure. I would be crazy not to say this is not a beautiful world. And sometimes I scroll. I don't do much of it now. I used to do a lot of it. And I used to go online and look at other countries and see the beautiful farming areas and the beauty of this world that no one can take credit for but the Most High. And who is that Most High? You have an indication that the masculine is the Most High. But what about the feminine? What about the mother? What about the architecture, the woman that was employed by the Most High? When it comes in the first book of the Bible, it says, and let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Now, all this happened. You read it. Some say it's allegory. It could be an allegory, but it's a good allegory when you look at the nature of our universe today. We have a powerful universe here, and there are a lot of powerful things that are happening in this universe that even the scientists don't know. Because if they could, their science have taught them how they can trouble the land and cause corruption. These things have happened, whether you want to accept it or not. See, when we turn things over to another power, we gave them the authority to creep into our house, which is a planet where we live. We live in a planet. Nobody can get in your house unless you let them in. They don't have the key. But I want to give you this indication that when he mentioned the sun, that's the powerhouse. The trees are green because of the sun. The flowers bloom because of the sun. You breathe because you're connected to electrical currents. Your heart beats. Go talk to the doctor that works on the heart, and he'll tell you how vitally it's important to have electrograms, which the first thing they do when you're having trouble they do CPR. They put electrical currents into your body to get your heart beating. Your heart beats because of the sun. I know you talk out of your reading and your sketching and your searching. I know you thought Constantine had the right report. But look like to me, some of the script that was in JFAS was stripped from your legal documents that you have from the Most High. They took it out of there because they didn't want you to know. I just want to tell you in simplicity, I didn't want to come out this, I didn't know what the teacher was going on. I could go in the opposite direction of the teacher, but I want to say this to you. Look at your television. Unplug it. Get your remote, sit down in front of it, and try to turn it on. It ain't coming on until you plug it in.
That's very simple.
God made you. When God made you, he plugged you in. I rest my case.
That's very simple. Now, I said something a little earlier, Pastor. Now, get ready to get into some serious trouble with the establishment. But I think the people need to know the truth. So I'm going to present my case, and I have 10,000 proofs, Brother Abbott, that I could present, but I'm going to present one right here. That Pastor mentioned something about Constantine and taking out certain information. Now, this is going to come as a shock. This is going to send shockwaves. This is going to send shockwaves to some of you. But the sun, S-U-N, has, and the S-O-N that we have in our Bibles now. I'm trying to approach this in the right way and use the right terminology, but there's no way to say it. But the birth of the S-O-N, sun, S-O-N, sun, that we read about in our Bibles, was changed to a person in 325 A.D. by Constantine. All cultures of all languages, of all lands, rather, language lands, celebrated, and here's a proof, the birth of their God on the 25th day of December. Now, let me give you a few of them. Bacchus of Egypt and Bacchus of Greece, Adonis of Greece, Krishna of India, Shang Tai of China, Chris of Chaldea, Mithra of Persia, Zakia of India, Jael, where Paul was a crucified savior of ancient Britain. All of them were born on the 25th day of December, and I could go on to Horus. I could go on to Horus of Egypt, were all born on the 25th day of December, along with where we celebrate the birth of the Son of God. Now, these cultures and these celebrations of the birth of God in these various lands took place at various times prior to the 25th day of December, where we celebrate the birth of the Son, S-O-N, of God in Christianity. These celebrations or this recognition took place at different times prior to, before, the birth of what we call the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm wondering in my mind why these people all celebrate the birthday of the Son of God on the same day. Go ahead. Go ahead, Abbott, I hear you. Go ahead, Abbott, I hear you. Abbott, I hear you. Go ahead. Abbott? Brother, yeah, Abbott, I hear you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was... Somebody walked up to my car. I didn't know I was lying.
Well, what I was saying was that in these cultures prior to Christianity, they all have the birthday of God at different times. in different places on the 25th day of December. What is the answer to this question, Bishop Abbott? Do you know?
That's very ironic to know that they all fall on the same day. You're going to have to explain that one to me, Bishop.
Well, the reason that
it makes sense, it makes sense to the universe.
The reason that different people in different places at different times saw the same date is because they were making the same observation of the sun, S-U-N. Something happens to the sun on the 25th day of December. And so no matter where you are on this planet, if you're looking and paying attention, and no matter what time they were in, whether it was 2,000 years before Christ or 3,000 years before Christ, and in the case of India and Hare Krishna, these religions, Bacchus of Egypt or Horus of Egypt, born on the 25th day of December, all of these births were pointing to one thing, and that is a phenomena that occurs with the S-U-N in the sky, the sun. Again, to make it very, very clear, Constantine in 325 decided to change this. These cultures understood the stories that they told about the birth of their god to be that of a story, and they understood the principle. Constantine decided, the Roman Constantine, decided to make this a person, held a council to have a vote to make this a person, a literal person of history. Prior to 325 A.D., there was not a person. Everyone understood this to be a principle, this phenomena on the 25th day of December. Now, let's dig and see, what does that have to do with what we're doing now? And why does the system not want you to understand this principle? Because when you understand this principle, that light and life and these cycles of day and night, and you understand the circadian rhythm of the solar system and the circadian rhythm of your body, the cycles, then you will become empowered. You will become a powerful being, enlightened. So if I want to keep you unenlightened or in the dark and under my control, I will give you information to point you away from the true process to a substitute process that is impotent and emaciated of all power.
Brother teacher, could I add something to your conversation?
Sure, go ahead.
That's the reason that we have so many forms of religious institutions that can't get along. The reason that they can't get along, they have been building the culture of their religion, and I applaud them for what they're doing. They're doing a great work. That's the reason why I can't dislike no leader. Because I recognize they built their organization according to an organism that was not existing. So I've got to do one thing out of my connection with the sun. I got to love them. They're my brothers. They're my sisters. I ain't got time to hate them, because God is love. And a piece of God is in me, because he made me in his image. So I got to love them. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what country you come from. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you're married to. I don't care. I know one thing. I got to love you as you are, because that's a part of God. I just had to say that, excuse me, brother teacher.
That's okay. Now, the information that's in the Son, listen to me, people, in the Son. So when I read my Bible, it's a code. It's esoteric knowledge. Okay? And here, no man comes to the Father but by the Son. So now I have a shift in my interpretation of the Bible to understand that the S-U-N is the life source of this planet, that everyone is exposed to it, that there's information inside of the Son. Now, how do I access this information? How does this information now, why are they, in other words, when they put the chemtrails, some people call them contrails, and I watched the skies this morning turn to gray. I watched them as they zigzagged across the sky and played tic-tac-toe to block out the sunlight, to block the sunrise and to block the sunset, and to block certain portions of the day to refract and reflect the sunlight off this planet through lead and heavy metals in the ionosphere where there's electricity and these metals to reflect this light and the radiation. I understand now that they're trying to block sunlight for some reason. They're trying to block the radiation of the earth, the rays that are coming in. And why are they doing this? Because of the reason that I'm telling you. Because that light that's in that sun has information and intelligence. And you, as a person on the earth, can access that information. You can access it. You can access that information. Boy, I'm going to get in trouble tonight. I think I'm already in trouble. I'm in deep water. I'm in deep water with the establishment because I'm getting ready to reveal to you certain techniques and principles about how to access this information from the sun tonight that will help you to rise above and to anchor your vibrations in your body, in your temples, with the vibrations that are coming from the sun and with the vibrations that are coming from the earth. And the earth is intelligent, and the sun is intelligent. The reason I don't worry about the chemtrails, I don't worry about the viruses that Bill Gates or the disease or the pandemic that he's talking about. The reason I don't worry about the earthquake is because the earth itself is intelligent, and it has an intelligence, and it can communicate to you. It can send you information. Now, there are lights that are coming as we just read. In the book of Genesis, there are lights that are coming out of the heaven that are baptizing our sun. Our sun is emitting not only its rays, but our sun is also emitting rays that are coming from other lights in the heaven that also are photon particles or messenger particles with information for us. There are waves being emitted every second of the night and the day that we are recipients of. Now, let me say this to you. You are a receiver and a transmitter of these electrical frequencies through your thinking, through your consciousness, through your mind, through your body. You are a receiver and a transmitter of these energies. You have to receive these energies to live. You can also transmit these energies. Excuse me, I got a text that came in and it distracted me just for a moment. I'm trying to get at the heart of this thing. And what I'm trying to say to you tonight is that you are a receiver of these messages, this information, this intelligence, and you can access this information. You can access it. And I'm going to tell you how tonight. And this is what the establishment does not want you to do. They do not want you to access this information. This is why they gave you a story about a person when they knew that it was a principle. This is why Constantine switched up the script on us, so to speak, and so that we would never find this truth. And boy, am I in trouble tonight. Wow. Boy, am I in trouble. I keep repeating that. I'm in trouble. They've killed people for the information I'm about to give to you tonight, the esoteric information, the real truth about what you were created to be and how to access this information. Now,
The earth is intelligent. The sun is intelligent. It knows where you are. You must hold your vibration with the earth, and you hold that with your thoughts and your consciousness, and you hold that with your emotions. You hold that with every part of your being, but primarily with your thoughts. Now, one of the reasons that they keep peddling so much bad news is to put these thoughts in your mind. To put these thoughts in your mind. Tomorrow there's a movie coming out about the San Andreas Fault and earthquake. Why are they doing this right now while some guy is sitting in the heels and in the wake of the earthquake in Nepal, and then there's supposed to be a 9.8 earthquake in California? Why are they doing this? No matter what happens, brothers and sisters, listen to me. If you anchor your energies and harmonize your energies with the earth is intelligent. It knows where you are. It will not harm you. The sun will not harm you. If you harmonize, if you get in the circadian rhythm with the powers of the cosmos. Now, let me read another passage to you, and I'm going to try to decode this, and I'm going to pause here for a moment because I don't want to go too far into this, because this is some heavy and deep waters that we're in. I'm going to read to you a passage out of the book of Psalms, verse chapter 19, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Now, I want you to listen carefully. It says, the heavens, that's the same thing we just read in Genesis, declares the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and I read this before. Night unto night uttereth knowledge. Now, that's information, people. That's intelligence. In the heavens, in the firmament, the same firmament that just heard me talk about. You just heard me talk about the firmament over in Genesis. And it declares here in Psalms 19 that day unto day uttereth speech and night unto night knowledge. And there is no speech nor language, Pastor Abbott, where their voice is not heard, Pastor Abbott. There's intelligence, Pastor Abbott.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
I know your mind has to be clicking. Listen to it again, Pastor Abbott, and join in with me. It says, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night knowledge. Is that information? Is that intelligence?
That's information. That's intellect. Reminding you that the sun talks to you in the daytime and tell you what it talks about at night.
Now watch and listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this carefully. And I'm going to wrap this up. I want to hear what people have to say about this. There is no language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words, listen, the messages to the end of the world. In whom had he set a tabernacle for the Son, which is as a bridegroom? Now, Christ Jesus in the Bible is called a bridegroom. It's called a bridegroom. There it is. In the 25th chapter. So now we've broken the code for you. The information that you need, the knowledge that you need is in the Son. Now, let me tell you quickly how to set your vibrations in your temple with the vibrations of this sun. Now, I'm going to try to run by this very quickly. Hopefully, you get it. If you don't, you come back to the recording. You can sit in the sun, as I did. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I sat in the sun when the sun was at the most high point. I didn't look into the sun directly with my eyes, but I closed my eyes because harmful radiation would damage your eyes. It would really harm them and hurt them, and you won't even feel it if you look at the sun when it's orange, when it's yellow and white. Only look at the sun when it's red and orange, not yellow and white. But I sat in the sun at 12 noon when the sun was most high, closed my eyes. And what I'm about to say is going to rock the religious world. They're going to really call me a heretic. But here I go. The sun showed me the ages and the eons and the epochs of times through waves. I saw ancient civilizations because the sun has witnessed these ancient civilizations.
Not only was I able to look back and gain the intelligence of any information from ancient societies by sitting in the sun with my eyes closed in a meditative state, but I was also able to look into the future because the sun is intelligent. Let me say that one more time, very slowly. I sat in the sun. I was able to look back. The sun has witnessed every ancient civilization. I was able to see people, civilizations, kingdoms, empires of the past because the sun has witnessed those empires and the frequencies and the vibrations, the energies. Think of it in terms of energies. I was able to see it because I understand how to access the knowledge of the sun. Not only am I able to access the past, I'm also able to access the future. I'm able through the process of meditation. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit, maybe I'm not going to get around to it, but I wanted to talk about the day and the night. I'm stuck on the day. I'm not talking about the night, the night right now, but I could talk about the night. But there are certain things you can do with the sun. And then with the cycle of night, the night and day cycle are very important. Right now, I'm just talking about the day cycle and what the sun will do for you to calibrate your energies in your body with information and intelligence. It has information inside of it to heal you. It has information inside of you to give to you what you need, the insight to put light on your life and your journey, to straighten out things that are wrong, and to hold you and to anchor you in this love. Now, think about the sun. My pastor mentioned something about love. Think about the tremendous love that the sun must possess in order to distribute light to this planet. Am I telling you to worship the sun? No, I'm not saying worship the sun. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about worshiping the sun. I'm talking about what the sun was placed there by the Creator to do for you and how to access the sun. It's ludicrous. And it is ignorance, gross ignorance, to think that you can live in a world with a big sun that's there in the sky and it have no impact on your thinking, has no impact on your physiology, on your intellect, your mind, has no impact on your emotions. It does, people. There's information there. Now, I'm going to stop there because I want to see if someone wants to jump in this conversation because I have tons of information that I can share, tons of information. But I'm trying to keep this at a very, very simple rate. Get in the sun. We can talk to you and tell you how to access this information in the sun to basically solve your life's problems, to basically raise your consciousness, to raise your consciousness above the fear mongers who are trying to put you in a consciousness of fear. That's the other half of this. The reason that they're doing all of this is to put you in a fear cycle. Now, this sun that we're talking about is pulling our solar system up the Milky Way. The old mothers and fathers of the church used to sing a song. I don't know it. I wish I did. That we are walking the Milky Way. Well, the sun is actually pulling us up. Now, this information was in the book of Jasher about the ascension and in the book of Enoch. Both of those books are mentioned in the Bible, but they have been extracted from the Bible. Both of those books contain the information concerning our ascension on this planet, but Constantine decided to remove these books so that we wouldn't know that the sun would pull our solar system, not just our planet, but our solar system above the galactic equator in the Milky Way, taking us higher. Our planet is ascending. And as our planet ascends, as it is being pulled by our sun, S-U-N, up into what we call in the Bible heaven and into the golden age, the vibrations of the earth are increasing. So it is important, let me give you this formula, for you to get fire. That means the sun, the electricity. Get out in the sun. there's a way to access the sun, certain ways. We're not talking about that now. I gave you one way, by sitting in it with your eyes closed. We must learn fire, air, water, earth. Now, I want to deal with the earth part. You must get your feet grounded. You must learn to ground. Take your bare feet and put your bare feet on the ground. And in a meditative state, calm, not worried about the bills and the money. People that are in gross pursuit of money are going to miss this. They're going to miss this. People who have made money and materialism their pursuit in life are going to miss this. They will not be able to hold the vibration with the earth as the earth is being pulled up the Milky Way and it is vibrating faster because it's spinning faster. The earth is spinning faster. It's heating up. And as the earth heats up, its vibration is heating up. You will not be able to hold the vibration with this planet with a consciousness that is in desperate, insatiable pursuit for money. You won't make it. Man cannot serve God and mammon. So in meditative states, in a meditative state, you must ground yourself in Mother Earth with your bare feet and with proper breathing, fire, air, breathing. Breathing deliberately in a rhythm. I'm not going to try to get into that over the phone with you about breathing patterns because that's difficult to teach for me over the phone without visuals. And, of course, your body is water. Your body is 75 to 80% water. Water is very important. Fire, air, water, earth. Yahweh is a formula, people. Not a god. It's a formula. It's coded in your Bible. It is a formula. Fire, sun, air, water, earth. I've just given it to you. Ground yourself with the vibrations in meditation. Jesus said it this way. And that person that we call Jesus in the Bible, I know you'll say, but I thought Jesus was not a person. Well, really, he wasn't. But in the Bible, it says Jesus. Jesus said it this way. He said, when you pray, go into your closet, shut the door. And when you close the door, pray in secret. Now, that's a code, too, as well. But he says, take no thought. Take no thought for the things of this world, what you shall wear, what you're going to put on. That means that you need to go into meditation and steal your thoughts. And you can do this by breathing patterns, by breathing in rhythm, deliberate rhythms, breathing. Breathing and by holding your breath. By breathing and holding your breath, with correct breathing, you can enter into a meditative state with your feet on the bare ground and calibrate your energies in your body along with sunlight, along with proper hydration, water, fire, air, water, earth. And you can solve all of your problems. You can solve all of your problems. They never wanted you to know this. I'm going to stop right there because I know Pastor Abbott has something to say.
No. Well, Bishop, you are so true, and I'm basically just soaking it up. And God knows everything you're saying is true, because I believe now in as it is above, so below, and our bodies are connected to the sun, and I see you make emphasis on the S-U-N, sun, which Jesus, the name Jesus, I believe it's really coded, and a mess, which is kind of hard for us to swallow after so many years.
We can take Pastor Abbott. We can take the word Jesus, and the U.S. is a Latin ending or termination.